If somebody states, I accept upon myself to bring a korban mincha, a flower offering from barley. There is no such voluntary offering of flour which comes from barley. The vast majority of flour offerings must come from wheat flour. And of all of the types of flour offerings which can be bought voluntarily, all of them must be bought from wheat flour. And so the Mishnah says, Yovi Menachitim, he is obligated to bring a flour offering, but from wheat. Now the truth is, the Gemara explains that we ask this person who made that statement, if you would have known that a korban mincha must come only from wheat flour, would you have made such a vow? And if he says no, then he's not actually obligated. Only if he says yes, then we understand that the main vow which he stated, the primary part of the vow, was to bring a korban mincha. He added on a particular detail that he's going to bring it from barley, but that's not the primary vow. And therefore, the vow would still be valid, since the main part of the vow to actually bring a korban mincha is not lacking in any way. On a similar note, kemach, if he stated that he wanted to bring the korban mincha from coarse, rougher flour, yovi soiles, he needs to bring a korban mincha from fine flour, because that is a requirement of a korban mincha. And once again, we interpret him saying that he wants to bring it from coarse flour as a smaller detail, but not as the main part of the vow. And therefore, the main part of the vow still exists, and he will need to bring it according to the correct laws of bringing a korban mincha. Or if he stated that he's going to bring a korban mincha b'lei shemen olavina, without oil or frankincense with it, yovi emar shemen olavina, he is obligated to bring with the korban mincha oil and frankincense, like the law of bringing a korban mincha requires. If he stated that he wanted to bring a korban mincha of chatzi isarain, half an isarain of flour, yovi isarain shalem, he is obligated to bring a korban mincha which contains one isarain, a full isarain of flour, since that is the smallest amount of flour necessary for bringing a korban mincha. Now the Mishnah adds, what happens if somebody makes a vow to bring a korban mincha, a flour offering of isarain umechetza, 1.5 isarain of flour? The law is that a korban mincha can contain any amount of isarainim of flour, up to 60 isarain, as we're going to see in the next Mishnah, but it always has to be a full isarain. It has to be measured in full isarainim, so you can bring 1, 2, 3, 5, 10 isarainim of flour, but not in half measurements. And therefore, in this case, Yovi Shnayim, he would be obligated to bring a korban mincha of 2 isarainim of flour. However, in all of these cases mentioned, Rabbi Shimon Poiter, Rabbi Shimon exempts the person from bringing any flour offering, because he did not designate and he did not make a vow to bring this korban mincha according to the way that one is supposed to. Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion that bigmar dvorov odom nitpas, the main intention of somebody's statement, the way we interpret his statement, is by looking at the end of his words. Over here, the person said that he's going to bring korban mincha from barley, for example. We don't view that bit that he said at the end as a small detail, but rather as a part of his statement, which is explaining the main part, at least it is considered to also be a main part of his statement, and we don't separate it off of the rest of his statement, and therefore, since one is not able to bring a korban mincha of barley, his entire vow does not obligate him to bring a korban mincha, and he would be exempt totally. Mishnah Dalet, Mislanev Od Mincha Shal Shish Misorain, a person is able to voluntarily bring a korban mincha consisting of 60 sorain of flour, that is the maximum amount, or maybe Bichli Echad, and he would bring it in one utensil. Whenever somebody makes a vow to bring a flour offering of a number of a sorainim of flour, he's able to choose to bring it as one single korban mincha in one utensil, or you can choose to separate it out into separate offerings of flour. The Mishnah is telling us that the maximum amount of flour that he can place in one utensil and bring as a single korban mincha is 60 isarainim. Im omar hayalai shishim ve'echad, if somebody says that I am accepting upon myself to bring a korban mincha of 61 isarainim of flour, says the Mishnah, maybe shishim bichli echad, so he can bring only a maximum of 60 in one utensil, and then ve'echad bichli echad, he would bring one isarain of flour in a separate utensil as a separate korban mincha. Now, what is the source for this being the maximum amount? Shekein tzibur mevi b'yom tzvarishin shenachag shechol yeis b'shabas shishim ve'echad. If the first day of Sukkot falls on a Shabbos, then on behalf of the entire public, the korbanos which are brought on behalf of everybody, for example, the korbanos musaf of that day, that is the day that the maximum amount of flour for korbanos mincha was used for the sake of public korbanos for everybody. There are 13 bulls which are brought as part of the korban musaf of that day, 14 lambs, amongst other korbanos, and altogether the flour offerings which need to be brought together with those korbanos come to a total of 61 isarein. And daya la yochid shehipachs man tzibur echad, it makes sense and is logical that in an individual it's enough for an individual to be one less than the public. That the maximum number of isarein that he is able to bring is one isarein less than the maximum amount of isareinim that the public bring on one day. Amar Rabbi Shimon said to the Tanakhama, the first opinion in this Mishnah, the halay elu laparim elu lakvasim. But surely many of these isareinim of flour, much of the flour which is being brought as the flour offerings to accompany the korbanos, a lot of the flour is for bulls, and some of the flour is to accompany lambs. And we've already seen earlier on in the Masechta that the ratio of flour to oil differs based on what animal is being used, based on which animal the korban mincha is coming to accompany. The einon nivlon imzeh, and they cannot be mixed together, because that will affect the ratio of flour to oil. So how can that be the source for the maximum amount of esrenim that you can have in one utensil? Those offerings of flour need to be brought in separate utensils. And therefore the maximum amount of flour in one utensil would be much less if you're using that as the basis for this amount. Rather, what is the reason that 60 is the maximum amount? It's much more of a practical and technical point. Elo ad shishim yochalim lehibalel. Rather, up to 60 esrenim of flour are able to be mixed together with the one loig of oil which is mixed with it. Now the truth is, we learnt earlier on in the Masechta an argument as to whether when somebody brings a flour offering of more than one esrein, is the amount of oil also increased based on how many esrenim of flour he's bringing, and for every esrein one needs to add another loig of oil. Or perhaps, no, we always use just one loig of oil, even if you add more flour. This Mishnah goes according to the opinion that we retain the one loig of oil, we don't add more oil when you add more flour. And therefore, the Mishnah is telling us that if you have more than 60 esrenim of flour, then it's not going to all be mixed together with the oil, and therefore you cannot bring more than that amount of flour in one utensil to be mixed with that one loig of oil. Amuloi, the Chachom said to Rabbi Shimon, what do you mean, shishim nivlolim? You're telling me that 60 esrenim of flour can be mixed together with the oil very well. V'shishim ve'echod ein nivlolim. But 61 esrenim of flour, that can't be mixed with the oil. That one esrenim is going to make such a difference. Amuloi, Rabbi Shimon said to the Chachomim, kol midas Chachom kein. All of the measurements which the Chachomim give are like that. You can always argue that a tiny bit more or a tiny bit less is not going to make a difference. However, obviously, we need to fix a fixed amount to define what the measurement is, and that is the definitive amount which is set and from which we cannot deviate. For example, by Arbaim Sa'ahu Toivel, one can dip himself in a mikveh in order to purify himself, and that only works if there is 40 Sa'ah, a volume of 40 Sa'ah of water in the mikveh. Whereas if there's barbaim sa'ar chaser kurtoiv, there's 40 sa'ar minus a kurtoiv, which is 1/64 of a loig. It's a tiny amount. But even if there's the tiniest amount less than 40 sa'ar of water in yochlit bulbahen, he's not able to immerse himself in that mikveh and purify himself, because the mikveh is considered to be invalid. So you see that we need to fix a particular amount, and if there's any less than that particular amount set, then indeed it will be invalid. Alright, the Mishnah now goes on to talk about how much wine one is able to designate to really make a vow to bring, to pour as the nesachim on the Mizbeach. Ein misnadvin loig, one is not able to voluntarily bring a loig of wine, that's a particular volume of wine, as the nesachim to pour onto the Mizbeach. Shnayim, or two loig, v'chamisha, or five loig. Because we don't find those amounts ever required by the Torah when accompanying different korbanos. The Torah states that there's an obligation for different types of korbanos to accompany the korbanos with different amounts of wine. And never do we find the Torah stating one of these amounts. It is able to voluntarily bring 3 loig of wine, v'arba'a, or 4 loig, v'shisha, or 6 loig, because these are all amounts stated by the Torah regarding different karbanos. And so for a voluntary karban also, it needs to be based on an amount which we have seen elsewhere given by the Torah, or m'shisha olamala. And from 6 upwards, one is able to designate, to obligate himself to bring a offering of nesachim, the wine which is poured on the mizbeach, any amount from 6 loig upwards, since that can always be made up of smaller amounts. You can always, for example, it's 7. It's true that we don't find anywhere the Torah requiring 7 loig, but you can split the 7 into 4 plus 3. So essentially, any amount above 6 can always be made up of smaller amounts, which we have found elsewhere in the Torah. Mishnah Hey, the vast majority of flour offerings require oil, as we've seen throughout the Masechta, require oil to be mixed with the flour and for them to be brought together as part of the Korban Mincha. As well as that, certain flour offerings also require wine to be brought with them. For example, we find regarding the flour offerings which accompany Korbanos come together with wine which accompanies the Korbanos, Nesachim. The subject matter of this Mishnah is whether one is able to donate and bring as an offering the wine or the oil by itself. And the Mishnah begins, Mislan v'yayin. One is able to voluntarily bring a offering of wine by itself. This is learnt from Psukim. And they would pour the wine as Nesachim on the Mizbeach, on the top of the Mizbeach, in the corner where it goes down a pipe downwards to the bottom. However, the source for being able to do that is Psukim, which are only talking about donating wine, v'eim esav shemen, but one is not able to voluntarily bring only oil because we have no source for you to be able to do such a thing. And we have only found an idea of bringing oil together with the offerings of flour. To Rabbi Akiva, that is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. However, Rabbi Tarfin says, v'eim esav shemen, one is able to voluntarily bring an offering of oil by itself as well, even without being part of a flour offering. And we'd bring it much like a flour offering is brought, meaning just like a offering of flour requires a kmitza, taking a handful of the flour and then putting that onto the mizbeach to burn it, so too a part of this oil is taken and burnt on the mizbeach, and the rest of it is given to the kohanim in a very similar fashion to a regular korban mincha. Now the question is, there's no source for this, so how can Rabbi Tarfin say that one is able to do so? Or Rabbi Tarfin? Said Rabbi Tarfin, I'll explain. Just like we find regarding the wine, that it can come as an obligation, as part to accompany the korbanos. It can also be brought as a voluntary offering by itself, just like the beginning of this Mishnah taught. Af hashemen, so too oil, bochoiva. It can come as an obligation to accompany the korbanos, and ubonadova. It can also come as a voluntary offering by itself. There's no reason to say that it should be different to wine. So I'm going to learn it from wine. If the Torah said so by wine, I'm going to learn that the same applies to oil, because I see no reason to differentiate. Omar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said to him, Loi, no. There's a very big difference between oil and wine. In Malar Toba Yayin, if you say this is the case regarding wine, why is that? Shekeinu Kari B'chevos B'fnei Atzmai. Even when it is bought as an obligation, the wine, it is bought by itself. Meaning, when you're accompanying a korban, for example, with a flour offering and the wine, it's two separate parts of what you're doing to accompany the korban. The wine is bought by itself, and the korban mincha is bought by itself. So much so that if you don't bring the wine, the offering of flour which you use to bring to accompany the korban is still valid. So it makes sense. The Torah says that wine can be brought totally by itself as well. But Torah b'shemen, can you now apply that same idea to oil? That when it's brought as an obligation to accompany the korbanos, it's not brought by itself, rather it's brought only together with the flour. And for that reason, you cannot learn it from wine. Alright, ends off the Mishnah. Ein shenayim misnadvin isorin echod. 2 people are not able to voluntarily bring 1 isorin of flour. And the truth is, it applies to any amount of flour. The point is, it's learned from Pesukim that one is not able to bring a korban mincha in partnership with somebody else together. But 2 people are able to voluntarily bring a korban oila or korban shlomim together. Uva oif, or if they're bringing a bird korban afidu pruda achas, even one small bird they are able to bring together, because the posuk, which says that one is not able to bring it in partnership, only applies and is only stated regarding a korban mincha, an offering of flour. This perek, which is the final perek of the Masechta, brings many different scenarios where somebody made a vow to bring something as a korban, for example, to the Beis HaMikdash, but the particular details and really amounts of what he is going to bring and what he is obligating himself to bring are not clear. Harielai Isarin, if somebody states that I accept upon myself to bring an Isarin of flour as a korban mincha, Yovi Echad, obviously he is obligated to bring one Isarin of flour, Esreinim. If he states that I'm going to bring multiple Esreinim of flour without specifying how many, Yovi Shnaim, he's obligated to bring two Esreinim. That is the minimum amount which is clearly included in his vow. And that is the amount that is therefore included in what he is obligating himself to do. Now what happens if he says, Pirashti, I explained and I stated explicitly in my vow how much flour I want to bring, but v'ein yodema pirashti, I don't know what exactly I specified. Says the Mishnah, Yovi Shishim Isarain, he's obligated to bring 60 Isarain of flour, which is the maximum amount that one can bring, in order to make sure that he's fulfilling his vow. And he should specify that any extra amount which he didn't obligate himself to do so should be considered a voluntary part of the korban. Continues the Mishnah, if somebody says, I'm accepting upon myself to bring a flour offering, there are many different types of flour offerings he can bring. It can be a baked one, a fried one, just as regular flour. So the Mishnah says, Yovi Shirtze, he can bring whichever one he wants to. Rabbi Yehuda says, Yovi Minchas Sasiles, he's obligated to bring a regular flour offering, which is not baked or fried and processed in a different way. Shehim Yucheres Bamanachos, because that is the unique one amongst the flour offerings, and that means that the Torah never refers to this Korban Mincha as describing it in any particular way. This is called by the Torah a Mincha. So we see from there that this is considered to be the standard Korban Mincha, that if somebody doesn't specify which Korban Mincha he wants to bring, then it's understood to be this standard Korban Mincha.